Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Hey, next Friday, we got fights going on here in the city of Houston, and we want you to get on out there. You're going to be fighting. One of the guys is going to be fighting. He's training here with Ronnie Shields, who's coached Pernell Whitaker, Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson, Vernon Forrest, Jermell Charlo. He is he's training Andreas Katsourakis right now. And Andreas is 12-0, 10-0, 10 knockouts, and he's joining us right now, trying to become the first Greek world champion since Anton Christoforidis in 1941. The first Greek champion since then. And we'll see if Andreas can do it. He's going to be fighting here next Friday. Andreas, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Andreas, you started as a martial artist at 5 years old. You've been beating up a lot of people your whole life, huh?
I mean, that's what I've been doing since I was a kid. My dad started me with this journey because he was into martial arts. And, you know, it's the only thing I've been doing my entire life.
So you just been, how old are you now?
I'm 26 now, turning 27 in September.
27 in December. This is your time. All right, so what is the path right now for you to become a champion? Because 27, it's about time. You were up there fighting for championships. What's the path right now?
Yes, sir. So the path right now, it's first of all to get done with the overtime tournament. It's the first overtime tournament that's happening at 154 pounds. So we are basically 8 contenders, and we both fight for the same goal, win the tournament, get a contract from overtime, and from then on, it's straight to a world championship. I think after this tournament, with the names that are involved, if not in the next fight, after a couple of fights, I'm going to be contending for the world title.
After a couple. What is Ronnie? You came here to work with Ronnie Shields, right?
Yes.
What is he telling you about this?
Ronnie's very excited for that because, you know, we've been waiting for an opportunity like that a long time now. We've been together 3.5 years, and we've been training very hard. I've been ready for something like that, for 10 rounders and 12 rounders, a long time now. So the moment the tournament came on and we had this fight, I think he was even more excited than I was.
Andreas Katsourakis with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He's going to be fighting next Friday at Red Owl Boxing in Houston here. Overtime Boxing is where you, OTBoxing.com is where you get your tickets if you want to go see the fights. And we'll see this isn't a stepping stone for Andreas to become a champion. You're from Athens. What's the best thing about being in America?
That's a tough question. I think honestly, a thing that everybody says that it's a land of opportunity, it's the right thing to say. Because at the end of the day, that's why I moved here, because all the opportunities in my sport and everything else is here. But also about Houston, more in particular, I love the Southern hospitality and the big communities and everybody's warmth and everybody's welcoming. I really love that about Houston.
What is better, lasagna or pasticcio?
Pasticcio, all day long.
What are you talking? Wait a minute. Okay. Have you had good lasagna here or not?
Wait a minute. You're talking to a guy right now.
I'm half Greek and half Italian.
He's half Greek and half Italian. He's very conflicted with this question.
Yeah.
Look, I'm a fan of lasagna too. Don't get me wrong. But I have to go with pasticcio. Let me know where I should go to grab the best lasagna in Houston, Texas, and I will tell you afterwards.
Okay, where is the best lasagna? Tweet us. Who you got?
What about your house, Mr. Italian?
Well, I make a sugo. I don't make a lasagna. I don't make a lasagna, but... There's a lot of great Italian, but you probably don't even go to Italian. What's your favorite Greek restaurant here?
Nikonikos. By far my favorite Greek restaurant. I think they've been doing a great job all around. You can go and enjoy some, you know, Greek meals that are transitioning a little bit to American and, you know, the American taste, but you can really go and enjoy Greek traditional meals and tastes just over there. They've been doing an amazing job, and I'm really impressed, to be honest, because, you know, I'm a Greek, and to be saying that I can go to Niko Niko's and enjoy Greek flavors is a big thing.
Yeah.
How can we not give him the obvious suggestion? The food always tastes like grandma's in the kitchen. Has he heard of Garden de Olives?
Which one?
Garden de Olives.
That's not the Italian you're going to put him on.
Grandma's in the kitchen.
That's not an Italian restaurant.
That is not it.
He's going to go to.
Stop already. Okay. Go to Il Bracco and try their lasagna. It's really good. Il Bracco is on the corner of San Felipe and Post Oak. Their lasagna is delicious. So you could get your lasagna on there. Well, Andreas is fighting. Okay. He's 12-0, 10 knockouts. He's on his way. Super welterweight, right?
Yes, sir. Super welterweight.
What's the weight class? What are you weighing in at?
154 pounds.
154.
What's your walk around weight?
Right now, I'm 165.
Oh, so you don't have to cut that much.
No, just I like to cut 10, 11 pounds the week of the fight. And during the whole camp, I've been walking around this weight, so it's not going to be a struggle for me.
And what's your fight camp? Well, who are you fighting out of?
OT. OT
oh,
boxing.
Yeah, overtime.
Yeah, okay. Overtime boxing.
Okay.
Ronnie Shields is there. And
Ronnie's a long time boxing aficionado.
Oh, he knows. He knows the game. How much more have you learned from Ronnie?
A lot. I mean, every fight you get something from him, because the amazing thing with Ronnie is that it doesn't matter if you're going to fight a journeyman, meaning someone that if you doesn't have a great record and, you know, isn't the best opponent you're going to have, or if you're going to fight a world champion, he's going to study the opponent and he's going to work on you for that opponent. So every fight, you're going to have something more on your arsenal.
Do you know Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Yes, sir.
You met him?
I've met him once with Dimitri, a common friend of ours, at the Houston Rockets game. It was the loss, unfortunately. I mean, fortunately for us, because Houston won, and Giannis scored 48 points of the game. So after the game, we're waiting for him. We briefly met him for 2-3 minutes. We talked a little bit. It was a great experience. He's a great guy.
Yeah. Did you bring him a gyro or anything? Nothing? Nothing?
I don't think it would be his choice at that moment.
Oh. Have you ever met Vasily Spinoulis?
I haven't met Vasily, no. I haven't met Spinoulis.
Do you know who he is?
No, nobody does.
Of course.
No, he knows who he is.
You know Vasily Spinoulis?
Yeah. He was there aren't many NBA players.
Well, you know what? He was actually really big in Greece.
Yeah.
Really big.
He was huge. Right. I mean, Spanoulis, he was at the opposite team. I mean, I like Panathinaikos, he was Olympiakos, but at the end of the day, he's one of the greatest players that, you know, has passed.
Look at you accidentally ask basketball. A good question, John.
No, of course he knows Vasily Spinoulis. He was a hero in there.
No. You insulted him a little bit. Yeah. You got a little out of order yourself.
I know. Vasily. I know he was a rocket for just a little bit, but he was huge in Greece.
There aren't a lot of Greek pro athletes in America. Not a lot. So
no, he preferred to play in Greece, though.
Yeah. So are you fighting? Have you fought for Greece in the Olympics?
No, I haven't. I left Greece when I was 20 years old. It was at the moment I had to wait 2 more years for the Olympics, and I just had my opportunity to move to the United States and turn pro. And I chose this path because you don't get many opportunities from Greece to move to the United States and become professional. And also, the Greek amateur system, it's not the best system, unfortunately, in the sport of boxing. And it doesn't give you that many opportunities in terms of experience and everything else to be able to go and compete in the Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah. Andreas Katsourakis with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And once again, you can get your tickets at otboxing.com. OT, that's you're the headliner on the card?
Yes, sir. Yes. It's going to be my first time headlining a TV card.
But there's a bunch of other fights on the card as well.
There's going to be 6 fights, yes.
Yes.
Red Owl Boxing.
Red Owl Boxing next Friday night, and you're going to see who we think could be a champion here. In the right here working in the city of Houston. Well, so now you got a house here. You're going to settle here.
I'm sitting here. My girlfriend moved with me 2 years ago, so now it's like home. We're in an apartment near our gym, and, you know, we're living life. It's a beautiful place to be.
That's awesome. Well, Andreas, man, we'll be rooting for you. We'll be watching. And when you're fighting for that championship, you come in studio, okay? And
100%. I'm going to bring the belt to studio.
Well, I want you to bring Nico's. That's what I want you to bring.
I'm going to bring both. I'm
okay.
Bring both.
That's what we want. That's what we want. But, yeah, we got to get Dimitri to bring us some Nico's here in studio. Andreas, congratulations on your success here. We're looking forward to it. And good luck on the fight on Friday night.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for all the blessings.
That's awesome. Andreas Katsourakis, watch for him, okay? Everybody, let's go. Watch for this guy. He's a Greek, huh? You don't think we can fight?
The first Greek in a long time I've talked to who I'm actually going to root for. I mean, you've done them a big disservice, but he sounds like a great guy.
Sounds like a really good guy.
I'm going to be rooting for him.
Now, we got to clear some stuff up here. Here are the comments. Is this Bad Fleep? No, it's not Bad Fleep. Is this Greek Bad Fleep? No, LZ's trying to understand him. That was true for a second. This is the best LZ on a mobile ever. That wasn't. I was right here. I didn't move.
He was talking.
One single second. No. Yep. Then they said Nico's is excellent. Somebody said build the wall. We want more Greek fighters in here, not build the wall. This Twitch is terrible.
Well, Twitch is awful.
Bad Fleep, Bad Fleep. Everyone does.
It's not Bad Fleep. That's a real. I mean, he almost sounded a little. Greek sounds a
is
little Russian.
Is his mom Jamie Lee Curtis from The Bear?
No.
No.
It almost sounded a little Russian.
This is the real Pablo Prigioni.
No, it's not.
No.
All right. Taking a break here. Why don't you talk about. Stop reading Twitch. That's not good for the show.
No, I love.
Because they never, ever.
That guy's good. Now, he sounded like I would think somebody. Who's been cast to play a Greek,
you know,
a Greek strongman, maybe a henchman? He's got he sounds like somebody who would play a Greek person.
Tell you
in
what,
a movie.
If I'm in a fight, I want him on my side.
Every time he had it was.
It sounded Russian to me.
Well, you don't, but you're not in touch with your Greek roots.
No,
always claim Italian.
No,
what do
I
you know about
Greek all the time.
Nah, you've kind of been strongly. Favoring the Italian side.
Yeah.
I always anti-Greek. Claim the Greek side. I'm not anti-Greek. That's stupid. Okay? Now, lasagna's better than pasticcio. I'm telling you.
One example, anti-Greek.
Gives you less of a heartburn.
Okay. No,
I'm telling less you. Less acidity in a pasticcio.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot less. There's also more winning at Underdog.
Yeah, Underdog Fantasy. The winning is up to you. It's your choice. Is today going to be that big Anthony Edwards breakout day where he gets the scoring and the shooting in line together? Well, make your decision at Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy allows you to watch the games and play along with them. And I'm not just talking about playoff basketball, though that's a great starting point. They've got WNBA stuff for Caitlin Clark's higher or lower on the higher or lower pick 'em challenge. You've got baseball. You've got golf. You've got every sport imaginable. And you can actually, you know, pick and choose which sport and which statistic that you want to use together. That's what I do. I'm just trying to find the very best, the very softest statistics where I think, okay, the analysis says that this player is going to have lower or this player should have higher. And if you're watching the games, you've got your own opinions on that. And this is a great way to make real money. It's completely legal right here in the state of Texas. All you have to do is play along with the games you're watching anyway with Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance. They're going to have a special pick in the lobby for you. And that special pick is basically going to be an easy winner for you as one of your 2 to 5 players you have to play together in your pick 'em. So you have to pick somewhere between 2 and 5, whatever you choose. You can't just pick one. But you can win up to 100 times your original play when you use the Scorchers, which are the plays that have the chili pepper in them. So make sure that you're checking out my friends over at Underdog Fantasy. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.
Oh.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
People really like Dimitri. Okay.
He's a credit to Greeks everywhere.
He is a credit to Greeks.
You? Eh.
Not so much?
Nah.
How about Lance didn't even think he knew Vasily Spinulis?
It's a little insulting.
It is a little insulting. Vasily Spinulis was huge.
He's a star over there. It's part of the reason why he was a guy the NBA wanted at the time. And then, he just decided he wasn't going to come over and play.
So there's a list of, while we're talking about basketball, there's a list of, and this is put by Jonathan Givony and Jeremy Wu. They've got Alex Saar, number one, to the Hawks. He's from Perth, Australia. Zachary Risacher, I don't know how to pronounce it. He's from France. Risacher. They got Reed Shepard going to the Rockets. But Rob Dillingham, they've got him fourth, point guard from Kentucky. If, in all honesty, I think the Rockets should get a point guard as opposed to a Reed Shepard.
Depends on how you view Amen Thompson.
I think Amen is going to be more of a...
I feel like he's a wing player.
Yeah.
He's growing into that. I mean, it is a big advantage to have a 6'8 point guard if he can develop into that.
Is he a guy with the ball in his hands all the time?
I don't know yet. I don't know. They haven't really asked him to do a lot of that. So
this is a true point guard, Dillingham.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Is Amen a true point guard? That's a question.
I could see them trading back in this draft, too.
Why? You don't need more picks.
No, not about more picks.
I trade now for a player maybe, but what would you trade back for?
A player and a pick. You swap picks. Let's make them to 3. You go to 10, and you get a player that you like.
Oh.
But right now, your roster's a little bit
robust.
But is there
a guy that you could get just by moving 7 back that would crack this lineup?
I don't think they care. Oh, you mean if off of somebody else's roster?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's about cracking the lineup. It's about fine-tuning. Well, this is the problem I have with this roster right now. It's on the verge. It's getting pretty good. But I don't know that you have defined roles yet. And so that's the problem I had. I've talked about this a lot. So, I'm kind of traversing old territory. But you've got, like, I would rather have a team that's not as deep but more defined 8-man solid rotation. Right now, you could argue that, well, you've got Amen, you've got Whitmore, you've got Tari Eason, you have Landale, you have Adams, you have those 5 to go along with the starters you already have. So with Jabari and Alpi and Jalen and Dylan and Fred VanVleet, that's 10 deep. That's fine, and I feel like I'm missing somebody.
I think.
Oh, I haven't missed.
Oh, I saw Bobby Surra yesterday, and it was funny. And I asked him about Jalen, and he was like, I just don't know. I mean,
is he watching?
He's watching. He was like, I just don't know. I said, they're going to trade. It's so hard. He's got to put a season together. He said he's only 22. You give up on a 22-year-old, and it could cost you.
I've noticed. There are people who have been around sports who do mention that a lot. I think that the toughest thing is the way that you're never going to figure it out all the time. You can't have a perfect winning percentage on this. You got to figure out if the guy is wired right. And what they're saying is he's busting his ass right now, working hard.
Yeah.
Right now, I guess in Maryland is what.
Well, I literally liked it when Fred VanVleet came on. He was the next day he was working with
him. I mean, if the work ethic is there, the second thing, because James was willing to work in the offseason, Harden. I mean, he was incredibly talented, instinctive as a basketball player. He would work, but he would also party. The partying part is the way that, I think it's made it a little harder on him. But with Jalen Green, if he's willing to work, that's a big, big part of it, man. That's a huge part of it. You're going to get better if you're willing to work. And I would say there are times that I thought he was better last year, and he was better defensively. Is he wired the way you need him to be wired? This is not a personal shot. You just say, okay, I have to decide now. Is Jalen Green good enough along with Alperen Şengün to be my big two? Is this what I want my big two to look like for the next 5 to 6 years? Not that you couldn't trade the contract. because he's definitely good enough that you could still move him with a contract that is, you know, a high contract. But that's the question you have to ask. And what Bobby Sir would probably tell you is there's no way for you to know at 22 with his background. And that's probably fair. But you know what? Doesn't matter. You're probably still going to have to make a decision earlier than you want to. So you can't just keep saying guys are 22 and then he's just 23 and then he's, hey, guys, he's just a 24-year-old. Michael Jordan didn't win his first title. You start using whatever the next thing you want to do to extend this. And by that time, it's too late. So you're going to have to make some decisions. When that's the problem with loading up a team with a bunch of 19-year-olds is that important decisions come when they're younger. Michael Jordan did. You didn't have to figure out a second contract on him. Not that they're – I mean, Michael Jordan's not the – when you have a 22-year-old out of college back in the day, yeah, I mean, and for – you've got a big sample size to see in college. They're grown men. They're physically who they're going to be at 25 years old. It's harder now because you got to make financial decisions that will have a big impact on guys who are not fully filled out physically. Right? They're not fully mentally mature. You know, it's just so much harder because you're dealing with kids.
I mean, that's the question. You're betting on him because he hasn't put it together a full season yet.
Do you bet on him or somebody you know?
Can you bet hundreds of millions of dollars on potential, on what you've seen so far? Over $100 million? Are you betting that?
I mean, not me, but the argument that could be made, if I want to argue both sides, is that I just say, well, I mean, how do you? Is he working towards it? And if the answer is yes, he's working towards it, then you'll just say, well, then you just got to wait. And maybe you do. You have to give him the fourth year this year.
So he shows up on some under 22 and under lists, but under 25, you know, I don't know. What is he worth out in the market? Is he worth $100 million on the market?
Yeah.
Is he?
$30 million a year for 4 years, $120 million? I don't think that's out. Dell, do you think $30 million a year
you
for
think
him?
Jalen Green right now
is worth $30
million
a year?
$30 million a year for
relative
4 years?
Relative to the NBA's. I mean, if you look at him statistically, the answer is an easy yes. With the points he scores per game.
I'm going to watch with my human eyes.
Well, but you quantify based on stats.
You have to start comparing him to players who are getting that. Is he an Anfernee Simons type? Is he as good as him? Because those are the guys we're now talking about. Because you think $30 million, oh, that's close to a max player. Anthony Simons is a guy who's getting $30 million.
It's not, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's not that unusual. The market value is going to be 30-plus for Jalen, 100%.
Man.
30 is like the question is going to be, is he going to get 36 to 38?
I just don't get it. Anfernee Simons.
Anfernee Simons, now he signed his extension earlier than Jalen, so Jalen's just his is just going to go up because the cap wise, and also Jalen was drafted higher than Simons, so just that's just part of the deal financially. Simons is going to make almost $26 million in this upcoming year and 27 next year. Jalen, draft status, literally because of where he was drafted, it's going to increase the value of his contract.
Mm-hmm.
So $30 million is probably not out of line. Now, Simons has been a better player, but Simons doesn't stay on the floor. Jalen at least has that over him. Jalen plays more games. So whether he's worth it or not, that's just what the market is.
I just can't give it. I don't know. I just can't give it to him. I would much rather. And now you're down on Donovan Mitchell after these Cleveland stories.
Well, I'm not down on him. I'm a little concerned that he may have been involved with pushing J.B. Bickerstaff out the door. If that's the case, are you going to be a leaker? I have questions. Are you going to be a leaker in Houston if you don't like something that's going on? Because Udoka's not going to let you just do whatever you want. And this may be an unfounded concern. This may be unfounded. I'll readily admit that. But I am asking myself now is, A, what concerns me more than that, John, is that Donovan Mitchell doesn't play a lot of basketball. He misses a lot of games. He misses a good chunk of games every year. But he misses about 20% or more of the season every year. I'm not a big fan of that. Jalen Green shows up and plays. You know, when you have guys who aren't healthy, who don't play chunks of season that you're really counting on, you end up in a 60. You end up losing out on home court advantage, things that can have an impact on your ability to win at the highest level. It's not easy to win on the road. in the playoffs. It's just, it's not. I mean, in baseball, sure. No. But not in basketball.
No. No, it is not. 703-780-3776. You got one last chance this week to get in on the show, so get in here now. I want to thank everybody over at Air Team for what they've done for me, what they did for me last week. It was awesome. Awesome, awesome. I had Forrest to pack out at the house. He was, you know, helping me with the Wi-Fi on my new thermostats. Just their knowledge, the way they go about it, their attention to detail, their attention to making sure that a clean workplace. It was unbelievable. They had carpets all the way up into the and making sure that they didn't disrupt anything in the house. The guys were couldn't have been more professional in the installation of a couple of air conditioners. Look, don't be like me. Don't be dumb and not take care of your air conditioners. Maintain them and have Air Team come out to your house and clean your air conditioners. Make sure that there's no Freon leaks. Make sure that it's working perfectly. Catch stuff before it becomes a big problem. But if you do have to put air conditioners in, this is the way to go. I'm telling you, you'll love the way that they go about it and how expert and professional they are. AirTeamLTD.com, AirTeamLTD.com, 713-956-8326, 713-956-TEAM.
ESPN 97.5.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, our final segment of the week. Is there anything that we missed this week, though, before we get to News of the Weird?
This week overall?
Yeah. I mean, this is the last segment. Did we miss anything this week?
No, I won't reveal that because I'll cover it on my show.
I know. That's the problem.
Because that's the narrative you guys have tried to spin. That
no, you,
I hold back
you
things.
Are. Okay, what sound do you have for your show that we haven't
used? The same stuff in? I Bell put on the rundown. Turd.
No, you have
what did you, what did you just call me?
He's a turd. You're acting like a turd. You won't tell us stuff that we need to know.
I'm a turd?
Yeah.
Well.
That's wow. Well, I don't. Once again, some things you guys don't care about, so I'll talk about things I care about. It's not me holding things back. You guys don't care about stuff.
Okay, the NCAA, we haven't talked about that today.
Oh, you know what?
I put it on the rundown.
Although it feels like I really need to dig into this to see what the big deal is, because it's the NCAA Power Conference's approved settlement that makes that paves the way for players to be directly paid. This is considered a big story. It's so big that New York Times put four writers on this story. The NCAA and its five power conferences voted to approve terms of a multi-multi-billion-dollar settlement to resolve three antitrust lawsuits, paving the way for schools to pay athletes in what would mark a seismic change to the college sports business model. The settlement includes payments of more than $2.7 billion from the NCAA to former D1 athletes, plus a future revenue-sharing model between power conference schools and athletes, according to Hagans Berman and Winston Strawn. The
accounting
firms.
They can get paid directly from the schools.
Yes. The revenue sharing would be an optional model for power conference programs potentially as soon as next year, in which 22% of those schools' average annual income projected to be more than $20 million per school would be distributable directly to athletes. Now, here's a question I ask. You know what's going on at University of Houston and always has been from a financial standpoint.
I don't know how they're going to do this.
They can't. So why would you, if you don't get – so I guess I need to read more and find out, because if there's a revenue share, why would you go to Houston? What's your revenue share going to be?
Yeah.
How much can they pay you? Like, I wouldn't want to go to Houston, I guess, unless I'm getting – I mean, I'm saying this theoretically, because a lot of kids will want to go because – they do have a chance to play. It's close to home. They want to get an education in certain field that U of H is really good at, hotel and restaurant management, whatever, business school. But if you're a guy who, if you're a player who's undecided, I don't know what I want to major in, I'm just going to play football, yeah, I got three teams offering me, but this team's revenue share is going to be higher, so I'll get paid more. That's a tremendous disadvantage for certain schools.
Yeah. I don't. How do you think this ends, though?
Well, in Houston specific...
He'll tell you here in about 24 minutes.
In Houston specific case, I don't know if they're at a place in recruiting where they are going to be, I know it's insulting, actually going to be in the battles with the big boys regarding that. Hopefully Fritz gets them to a point where they're in these big fights with the guys who they're going to have to overcome money-wise. But I feel like they're going to be in that space where they're fighting against Tech and Kansas State, and maybe those schools will outshine them anyway. But in the conference, who should they be afraid of as far as being overwhelmed by money? Probably Oklahoma State. Who else is out there?
Oh, yeah. TCU.
TCU.
I think they're in the same neighborhood, but those schools got money now.
This is what I'm talking about. Yeah. So we start naming the conference foes who they're going to be fighting against. With Oklahoma and Texas leaving, you got Oklahoma State, TCU, and then it's the likes of Arizona.
What about Kansas and basketball?
Yeah, that's the one. We always focus on football, but basketball.
So
yeah.
Now there's people going to be hurt. Like walk-ons, they basically say are going to be done because the settlement's going to eliminate scholarship caps. The plaintiff's lawyers confirmed as a news release expected to give way instead to roster limits, which are expected to basically do away with the walk-on. You're going to see walk-ons, or they will be few and far between. We already know that high school athletes are getting fewer and fewer scholarships because of the portal.
Yeah.
And some of that has been because the portal's so robust, also because of COVID. I don't think there's a realization that how many athletes took the additional COVID year or years. A lot of teams now are playing a player 4 years. I mean, playing a player 4 games and then boom, stopping them right there. And there are more players taking advantage of the red shirt rules now, where you can play 4 games and still maintain your red shirt. Chris Ballard's son was the starting quarterback in 3 games because of injury, and it didn't count because he got out he played 4 games and got out.
Yeah.
So it didn't even count.
No, right.
Against them. So now you have players there for 5 years.
Well, listen, now they're going to be there for the 5 years, right? As opposed to before when it wasn't fine. Now it's economic. Financially, it's because most of those kids aren't going to play pro ball. Most of them. A small percentage of college football players play pro ball.
Right.
So they're going to be making money now at the collegiate level that they didn't make before. Now you're going to have even fewer scholarships because guys are staying those 5 years because they want to make that money. It's much easier money than going out in the real world and trying to find a job, right? So, and it's better money, way better money than you're going to at any starting job that you're going to get in the real world.
Sure.
So now it's even going to be fewer and fewer scholarships out there for kids.
Well, because portal's where people go.
Yeah.
I mean, the portal.
Well, you still only get 5 years. You'll still only have 5 years. I mean, COVID's over now, but those kids are going to be weaning out.
The six-year guys
are going to wean out now. So that even hurt. You're right. It hurt high school kids even more than it did before. Right. But the 5-year kids now are going to be more than ever because it used to be, I'm not making any money. I can't play college football for 5 years. I got to get out in the workforce to start making some money. Now I'm making better money than I would be in the workforce, so I ain't going nowhere.
No, the advantages are all players. There's not, like, you can't, you got portal, you got pay, you got NIL, you got a fifth, you got five, your red shirt. It used to be if you played, you lost your red shirt. You can keep your red shirt. Like, literally everything is pretty much 100% to the players. What's going to be interesting to see, because it won't stay like that, and now they're talking about unionization. I think the next thing you're going to do is see colleges start moving towards the union model because they know they can keep players locked in then.
So
from a contractual standpoint.
So each school, okay, this includes revenue sharing plan allowing each school to share nearly $20 million per year with athletes. Total? $20 million total,
Dell? Each school.
Or each school's $20
million?
Each
school's $20
million. Each school is $20
million. Because they found the average was $20
million. With all the athletes, yes. They're allowed.
The average is $20 million at what school?
At the schools.
Well, at what school?
From the top to the bottom.
That's it.
From the teams making money to the teams losing money. The schools they average is $20 million.
Yeah, you can opt out of
it. I'm telling you now, there ain't $20 million at University of Houston to show.
No. You can opt out of that. You don't have to do it, but I would assume it's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to have to – University of Houston's going to have to still lean into NIL. Other schools
it's really
won't have to
going
do it as
to
much.
A pro model, the haves and have-nots. It's been headed in that direction, but now there's no safety net for you. So it's really just a professional model now. That's what it is. It's pay. It's NIL on top of the pay.
There's a cap of it's a cap though, right? It's up to 20 million.
Roster limits.
Up to 20 million.
Up to 20 million. Cap.
And athletes, and by the way, it's not just for current athletes. If you played D1 sports dating back to 2016, you're eligible for the settlement they reached. So,
are women going to get paid?
JT, go apply, buddy.
Is there going to be
he came out in 15.
Is there going to be a Title IX lawsuit? If they don't get
women are well,
and smaller
money.
Schools are bitching about this.
Yeah,
I mean,
and will some universities now to compete in football and basketball their highest revenue be forced to eliminate other sports?
Yeah.
Is going to be one of the questions. And like Stanford did, and if you eliminate women's rowing or whatever, or women's softball because you think you've got to try to save as much money as possible, get ready to catch that Title IX lawsuit because that will be coming. This is going to be interesting to see how this shakes out. Right now, it's like they're throwing a bunch of stuff all in the pool together. NIL, the pay, and at some point, a major body is going to have to come forward, and there's going to have to be an agreement, which is maybe the hardest part of this whole thing, is for all the conferences to agree and all of college football or college athletics to say, okay, we will all agree to be governed by this one guiding principle. And that the problem is going to be that the SEC and the Big Ten right now think they're above it all. They have nothing. They don't care what you do. We got our own thing. What would be good for the greater good instead of just the individual, the greater good would be to work together to solve this problem together so more athletes can have scholarships, more athletes can have a chance to taste revenue, and more universities can benefit from the TV deals. What you're going to see is the greed of just a couple conferences saying, nope. Well, we're responsible for most of it, so we don't care what happens.
This is
going
to come down to about 40 schools, 40 major college football programs.
And basketball.
Because
there's basketball money, too.
No, I know. But, yeah, it's going to come down to about 40 to 50 schools, and it's just going to be a super conference. And it's got it. Listen, the Cals and the Rutgers and the – they just can't. There's just no way to compete. There's just no way to compete.
And we threw out a number regarding how they can spend their $20 million per year if they so choose. But the one that had John rubbing his hands together is a $2.7 billion settlement over damages that are for the last.
You can opt into it, yeah.
NCAA will pay. No, the NCAA will just, frankly, will pay more than $2.7 billion in damages over 10 years to past and current athletes. So that's separate from the revenue sharing.
The Rice kids got screwed the worst. The worst.
What about the Missouri State kids? Didn't they get screwed too?
Missouri State kids got screwed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you can opt into the revenue sharing, but the NCAA themselves is handing out $2.7 billion. Yeah.
Where'd they come up with all that money? I thought they were broke.
Nah, broke. Crying poor.
Oh,
apparently
my
not.
God. They got so much money. That and the PGA Tour. Now all of a sudden the purses.
Hey, and they'd rather
look how big the purses are now that Liv came along.
And they'd rather settle. The NCAA would rather
settle
than go any further with this.
Then open their books.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Yeah.
That's the same with the PGA. Well, we're dropping that.
Oh my God! You know who died? Did you see this? The guy from Supersize Me at age 53, Morgan Spurlock, director of the Supersize, where all he did was eat McDonald's every meal for 1 year to see what it did to his health. He died at age 53. He was actually healthy after that documentary.
What shot? Ozempic? What do you mean?
Don't know.
What shot? Oh, COVID. Oh, COVID. We're doing that again? Okay.
Everybody who dies, you got to ask.
Oh, no, you don't.
Was he vaccinated?
I thought we were going to go, hey, look, all that eating at McDonald's came back to haunt him.
That wasn't it.
It took years off his life.
Vaccine.
Okay, sure.
Hey. I don't know what happened to your roof. You don't know what happened to your roof during the storm, okay? Did it hold up? If it didn't, then maybe you're not getting paid by the insurance company because you didn't check out your roof and make sure that it was good. because the insurance company is, you know what they're going to claim? No, your roof, you know, your roof leaked because, and you had all this damage because you didn't take care of your roof. If you don't take care of your roof, you're not going to get the insurance money when your roof fails you, okay? If you don't have a certified document that says, yes, your roof passes, your roof was in great shape, blah, blah, blah. Brinkman does this, okay? Brinkman will come to your home. They will take a look at your roof. They will make sure that it is in perfect shape. And then if a storm comes and you have damage, now you got the proof that, no, look, my roof was maintained. You have to maintain your roof. You have to. 281-480-7663. It's something that you have to do. If you haven't done it in years, then you need to do it now. 281-480-7663 or BrinkmanQuality.com. Brinkman with two N's at the end. BrinkmanQuality.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right. Here we go. Got a couple questions for you guys. Okay. Have you ever been terrified by a grocery store cashier?
I ran into one at Target that had a mustache, and Drake said something to her when he was six, like, why does that lady have a mustache?
Why could she have one? You don't have one, Dad.
That was a terrifying moment for me, but I wasn't terrified by her.
A loyal Aldi shopper, okay, says she was terrified by the speed and aggressive approach and ferocious speed of the conveyor belt of the checkout woman.
Oh, I've seen some.
She was left shaking and crying. I swear to God.
Okay, the conveyor belt or the woman who was checking it out?
Not
how fast the conveyor belt was going.
Yes, yes.
Oh, she was scared by the conveyor belt?
She was scared by how fast she was going.
All of it. None of it's reason to be shaking and crying.
Well, that's what.
See, these people have to be. We got to put them somewhere safe, like just a house that they stay in or just an apartment where they don't come out and mix with the rest of us. We can't have these scaredy cats running around the world.
They're apparently, this is a terrified world.
If you are so fragile that you're afraid of somebody who goes too fast when checking out your groceries, you really must be, I don't want to say separated, but just kind of just like, let's just keep them somewhere safe so they don't have to. But we also don't have to be around them. But I want them to be safe too, you know, so they don't have to see checkout aisles.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What's the name of your dog?
Marathon Splits and Penny.
Marathon Splits?
Marathon Splits is his first name. I call him Splits.
Have you ever had him fly on a luxurious plane?
No.
Then you're a bad dog owner.
What?
There's a new company, a new airline, with dogs only as its passengers. Bark, a company that sells dog food and toys, announced in April that it was launching a new aviation experience for dogs called Bark Air. They will allow pets to travel with their owners as their plus ones in the aircraft cabin rather than in crates.
What could possibly go wrong there?
Poop on the floor.
Yes. That's the best case scenario. Dog fights? I mean, listen, I can see this in Spirit or Frontier where maybe people fight their dogs on the airline as part of the experience. But I don't want to be part of a dog fighting ring on an airline, even if it's unintentional.
Have you seen we cleared the way for our first millennial saint?
How's that possible?
A London-born teenager whose proficiency in spreading the teachings of the Catholic Church online led him to be called God's influencer. He died at the age of 15 in 2006. The Pope says he attributed a second miracle to him, which he could become a saint. Our first millennial saint.
Huh.
Here he is. He looks Italian, I think. I don't know. But did you think, are your kids up for sainthood yet? Not yet?
Nope. Maddie's working on it, but she's...
Del, you're a millennial,
right? She gives
right?
into sloth.
Aren't you a millennial? You feel
well,
like...
Well, so this
you,
kid, if he's feel... a millennial who died at 15, he must have died years ago.
He died in 2006.
Okay. So, yeah, he would be, yeah.
Yeah, he'd be a millennial.
Yes.
Do you feel like... You feel proud now?
Have you ever proselytized, or I think that's the word, from your Twitter account and influence people in a positive
but
way?
But I do feel like the Pope should attribute at least one miracle to me.
What was
it? What is it?
Working with you two.
It's not a miracle.
That should be at least one. I need one more.
Well, my mother always used to say, I'm going straight to heaven raising you. I'm going straight to heaven.
I'm doubling up. I got you and Lance.
She said that to me all the time, actually.
Lance, the most humble sports talk host in the country.
Not a chance. The fact that you say
already
that.
Admitted self-appointed.
That, yeah, you can't be humble.
Self-anointed.
You can't self-anoint yourself humble.
I mean, it sounds ironic, but it's not ironic. Y'all make it sound like it's ironic. Or even hypocritical.
Speaking of millennials, apparently they're quiet vacationing now rather than asking their boss for PTO.
What does that mean?
A majority, 78% of U.S. workers say they don't take all their PTO days. And it's highest among Gen Z workers and millennials, according to young professionals don't ask for time off because they're not doing any work. They're quiet vacationing.
We work hard.
Delph
we don't
quiet
even take
vacations
all our days.
During the show all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, sometimes he does.
Are you quiet vacationing most of the time?
That's not the case. I'm always working. Never run from the grind.
Apparently, the internet is none too happy. There's an uproar. Western Sydney Bakery.
Uh-huh.
Well, they had a 4-year-old birthday cake. The theme? Hamas. Here is the birthday cake.
Oh, my God.
It looks like, yeah, it's a, yeah, that's a real 4-year-old birthday cake with, terrorist birthday cake.
Not the best birthday cake I've ever seen.
Not the best. I don't know. Is that what they ordered? Are you sure they ordered that? Is that what they wanted? Okay. I'm not sure that is the case. All right.
Boy, you must be hard up for business if you go, yes, we will take your Hamas birthday cake. Is there anything? Would you like a Hezbollah cake to Hezbollah cupcakes? I've got some of those for you if you'd like.
Dell.
We have Al-Qaeda cookies.
There's a woman who's annoyed by her elderly neighbors who like to sunbathe in the buff. Does Granny go out there naked and sunbathe?
I wouldn't know. I don't really.
Are you two broken up? Or?
I don't know. We were never together. It's just a mutually beneficial thing going on.
She's out there in her bathing suit doing gardening, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not really a visual thing for me. It's like, hey, I got 20 minutes. Let's get some done. We can move on with our lives. I'm not actually having a relationship with Granny. I don't keep track of her at all times.
You don't?
When I have a spare 20 minutes, I use it in a certain way and then move on.
And with Granny?
Sure, if you want to say that.
But she hasn't, you know, grossed you out by being out there, you know, sunbathing?
Yeah, I don't, like I said, I don't really look at her when we're not using those 20 minutes and you just turn the lights off.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're done. We're not going to be here on Monday because of Memorial Day. Hope you all party safe, whatever you're doing. Have a safe day and honor the fallen who gave their lives for our country. That's what Memorial Day is all about. Not Happy Memorial Day, right?
Yeah, we don't say that.
No, we don't
about
say
that
Happy
particular
Memorial
day. No, we just cook and grill. That's what we do. Yeah.
That's what we do. So we will talk to you again on Tuesday, everybody. But right now, Lance is going to talk to you about Vanderford.
I'm going to talk to you about Vanderford Air because the air conditioning company is a very important company here. You got to find somebody you can trust. You got to find somebody who's got over 40 years of experience. That's what they have. And someone who understands how to find, you know, what's going on very, very quickly. They are willing to come out to your home at all kinds of hours. They work overtime without calling it overtime. They don't charge you additionally for quote-unquote overtime. They're not out there trying to, you know, hit you for, well, this is an emergency price that we're going to have to charge you. They get out there within the same business day, within 24 hours, they're going to be at your place fixing what's broken. They find it and they fix it. And of course, if you're looking to get a new air conditioning unit, they're going to have financing available for you. They are going to really go that extra mile to make sure they do the heat load in every single room to find out, make sure your home is cooling properly in all the different rooms. You can do that right now with a system that is working properly, and you can find out whether or not you need to have another, you know, you need to have something changed up in the attic, or maybe you need to have a new output, a new vent cut into your home, which I've had done before. They are the company you can trust to get you cool and keep you cool. It's Vanderford Air. Go to VanderfordAir.com or call 281-557-COOL.
ESPN. 97.5.
Bye, bitch.